As in society at large, Christians and churches hold a wide range of views on all sorts of things, including some of the current issues around COVID and vaccinations. We are joined now on Pacific Days by Reverend Dr. Stuart Lang, National Director and Board Member of the New Zealand Christian Network, to talk about these issues around COVID-19 and vaccinations and how they're impacting the church body in New Zealand currently. Stuart is a church historian, a Presbyterian minister and member of the New Zealand Christian Network Board. He's also a Senior Research Fellow at Laidlaw College, where he was formerly vice principal, and where he has lectured in the history of Christianity for many years. A very warm welcome, Reverend Dr. Stuart Lang. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Talofa, talofa, lava I o tōma.
Well, firstly, Reverend, can you tell us a bit about the New Zealand Christian Network history and its mission?
Sure. Well, just very briefly, it's a network of Christian churches and organisations and individual Christians, established in 2002, but our whakapapa goes back to the World Evangelical Alliance, which was founded in 1846. And our mission can be summarised as gather, build and speak. That is, to help Christians work together to help build and strengthen and resource Christians and churches, and to speak positively into both churches and society with, you know, moderate, well-informed, faithful, biblically faithful Christian perspectives.
Now,
so in the middle of a pandemic, our main output is a weekly NZCN news, which is an email, it's free, seeking to express a careful Christian perspective on many issues faced in church and society. And weekly, we have a national prayer meeting, Prayers One, online, on Zoom. And we also do things, media things like this, and present submissions to select committees of parliament. We run forums. And when we're not in a pandemic, we have a National Christian Leaders Congress.
Under the auspices or umbrella, Reverend Stuart, how many churches represented across Aotearoa currently through the New Zealand Christian Network?
Yeah, we don't. Sorry about that. We don't actually give out numbers, but I can tell you that they're increasing all the time. But in terms of churches, we are really broadly interdenominational. People in churches from all across the Christian denominations, from the traditional denominations through to many newer ones, right? Everything you'd think of, all the faithful, you know, all the Orthodox denominations. We aren't a council of churches as such. We're an independent body, but we represent New Zealand Christianity, that broad swathe of it. And we connect primarily with church leaders, but anybody may go to our website and subscribe.
Now, Reverend Stuart, with regards to the lockdowns at the moment, especially in Auckland, we're about, 2 months in now with no seemingly end in sight. Can you talk to me about, you know, the impact that it's having on our churches in New Zealand currently, especially if we're looking in the, you know, at the Auckland region?
Yeah. Well, we all feel it. No church gatherings from Waikato northwards currently, not for a long time. Only small church gatherings up to 100 south of that. Many people feeling isolated. Some church members sick with COVID. Many worried. Many unable to work. Some about to lose their jobs because of the vaccination thing. And some churches feeling divisions over strong views both ways, especially on vaccinations. Yeah, that's half a dozen. I think it was maybe eight of them.
What would you say are the biggest challenges? I would dare say that when we are looking at moving down alert levels and going back to, you know, holding normal services, that this vaccination issue would be quite a big issue or divisive issue within the church.
Well, from our perspective, and we're a Christian unity organisation, the disunity in society seeping into the churches, that's our biggest concern. But I think I'd just say, as a pastor also, I think we're having to reinvent ourselves all the time and to be pretty nimble about adjusting to changing circumstances. But so is everybody else in society.
How would then you address that, Reverend Stuart, with regards to, because when you say unity, and where there is unity, God commands a blessing, as the word says. But, it would be fair to say without, too much hesitation that, again, when we go back to services, how will that look like in terms of, okay, who's vaccinated within the church, okay, and how's it going to work? Are you going to have, okay, you guys take up this number of pews on this side, you go on this side of the pew, of this side of the church or building, whatever. How do you think it'll look like?
Well, we just don't know. We for one thing, we don't know for sure whether or not the government will even allow unvaccinated people to come to church. But the Prime Minister did indicate that probably churches would not be under that restriction. So I guess there will be vaccinated and unvaccinated people back together. And if they weren't, I think all the churches, they'd be united and not happy with that at all, because we always want to welcome people, right? We're one big family. So I believe that most churches will really want to do their best to care for everyone and to keep everybody as safe as possible. And and just how they do that practically, I think we'll just have to work it out as it happens, right? And we're led by the Spirit. We've got minds. We can do it. But I think with goodwill, we can do it. But I guess my key thing is that there is love and respect for everybody. You see, it's the unvaccinated. The vaccinated people don't have anything to fear from the unvaccinated. It's primarily the unvaccinated who are most at risk. And so we need to give them particular care for their safety.
Reverend Stuart, twofold question. Vaccinations, where does New Zealand Christian Network stand? And what does the Bible say about vaccinations? I'm interested to hear this.
Well, we haven't taken any stand on the science, right? We're not scientists. We've simply put it out there that in our view, because some people in society may think differently or suspect something differently. We've simply put it out there that in our view and from all our connectedness and readings of people, that the great majority of Christian people are willing and often eager to take the jab, and that many are doing so. And of course, I'm well aware that many Pacifica churches have been very active in that. And we also note that for a variety of reasons, some Christian people, a minority, are reluctant or unwilling or unable for health reasons to take the vaccination. So the stand we've taken is above all to urge Christian people to treat those who have made a decision that they themselves haven't made or which they don't even agree with, to treat those others with respect and with Christian grace. As it says in Ephesians 4:3, to guard the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So that's our big thing. Vaccinations are going to go up and up and up, and that will help everybody be safe. But let's just be respectful, whatever our position, for those who take a different view. And what does the Bible say about vaccinations? Short answer, nothing. But because they weren't even invented then, as you know. But I guess what I would say is that it does say we're to love our neighbor. So regardless of whether we are vaccinated or maybe not vaccinated, we need to be thinking very much beyond our own selves and looking out for others and doing our very best to help keep everyone else safe and well and to relate to them with the love that Christians should have for, especially for our brothers and sisters in the faith, but for everybody.
I was thinking just for a minute there, Reverend Stuart, you were going to say, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and what is the Lord.
Well, the thing is, it is relevant that like in Romans 13, that we should obey those who are the governing authorities. And so we are bound scripturally to obey them. We don't have to agree with them. As I wrote in the NZCN news, that was written at the time when the authorities were killing Christians because they wouldn't worship the emperors. And our government isn't into that stuff. We may agree with some things and be worried about other things, as with any government, but we are biblically bound to obey them unless they force us, or try to force us, to renounce our faith, to do something really, really wrong. But just to disagree with them on policy settings or whatever, that's no grounds for disobeying. So we should cooperate and we should be model citizens. And that's what Christians in the early church did. They had many reasons to complain about the government, but they were urged to pray for the leaders because they need prayer always, and to treat them with obedience and to be model citizens.
Now, Reverend Stewart, as a church historian, can you think of any other time in recent church history which has had the global impact that we're seeing at the moment with COVID-19?
Well, not really. And the world is much more connected now, and with aeroplanes and with all the travel and trade and ships and so on. So, but I want to say I'm a historian of Christianity, not of epidemics. So what I can say, though, is that down through history, Christians have often been right in the heart, at the forefront of caring for the sick and vulnerable, often inviting people who are infectious into their houses. For instance, in the monasteries, they would invite them in. Or Martin Luther, living in an ex-monastery, friary, they took in a lot of people during the plague. So for lepers, for plague victims, and then in poorer countries, running hospitals for those who, the rest of society, the first hospitals, and the people that the authorities, they didn't have enough money, so they didn't care about them. So Christians have often been outstanding down through history in caring for the sick and the vulnerable. And I think we should be like that too.
Final words or final word of encouragement to our listeners and our viewers tuning in this afternoon, please, Reverend Stewart.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, just one or two things. Obey the current emergency rules. They're put there for our benefit by the government that's trying to do its best, right? Cooperate with the authorities. Don't flout the rules. And it's for our interest, and it's for the whole country's interest, and it's also our biblical obligation. And if you can, and if you feel right for you, do get vaccinated. So show respect and gentleness. This is the key thing I want to say, towards those who see things differently. And let's not let the divisions in our society flow over into our relationships with other Christians, because I think that grieves the Spirit of God. We are one body. We don't have to agree with everything, but we should be of one heart and one spirit. So that's all I've got to say.
Amen. National Director of the New Zealand Christian Network, Reverend Dr. Stewart Lang, so blessed to speak with you today. Thank you so much, and all the very best for the rest of the week. God bless. Thank you.
Bye.